This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The state has launched a new year-long campaign to educate Coloradans on water and conservation. The effort is designed to encourage residents to take action as drought, climate change, and growing population are straining supplies. Jayla Poppleton is the Executive Director of Water Education Colorado.
We are a headwater state where much of the water in the West originates, and each and every one of us has a role to play in conserving and protecting this resource for the future.
The campaign includes 22 ways to do that. One example, instead of flushing waste like dead insects or tissues, throw it in a trash can instead. The Douglas County School Board voted to change the district's equity policy Tuesday. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The board member who drafted the proposal claims the new resolution isn't rewriting the equity policy. Kaylee Weiniger says it's meant to get more public input about how the word equity is used in schools, which she says has led to
shaming and retaliation against teachers, students, or staff who express views and opinions that are counter to others' views and opinions.
The district's equity policy is meant to guide the predominantly white district in addressing unfair practices and complaints of racism. Parents and students protested the proposed changes. It passed 4-3 with the board's newly elected conservative-leaning members casting all four deciding votes. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Two Denver teenagers will be tried as adults for allegedly causing a house fire that killed five members of a Senegalese family in August of 2020. A Denver district judge made the ruling after lawyers argued the case should continue in juvenile court. The judge wrote in the ruling that the crime must be met with, quote, commensurate punishment. This is CPR and KRCC.